In 1939, at a time when many of the world's highest peaks had been conquered, wealthy American adventurer Dudley Wolfe set out to be the first man to summit the notorious K2, the second highest mountain in the world. Although not quite as high as Everest, many mountaineers declared K2's sheer cliffs, unrelenting avalanches, and brutal weather unconquerable. By 1939, the best British and Italian explorers had tried and failed to summit what was known as the Savage Mountain in remote northern India. In 1938, Dudley Wolfe was desperately in need of an adventure, a big adventure. He was 42 and his marriage was in tatters. Yes, he'd raced custom-made sailboats across the open ocean and climbed and skied all the big peaks in Europe, not to mention he was one of the wealthiest men in the United States, but he needed something more. And that's when he met climbing's controversial genius, Fritz Wiesner. Wiesner was planning an expedition to summit K2. He had everything he needed except money. When the two met, they were a perfect match. Wolfe had the money Wiesner needed, and Wiesner had the adventure Dudley craved. Within weeks of meeting Wiesner, Dudley Wolfe had committed himself and his money to the expedition. He packed his tweed jacket, ice axe, hobnailed boots, updated his will, and said goodbye to family and friends in hopes of returning with the ultimate prize, being the first man to summit K2. They would never see him again. Fast forward 63 years later to the summer of 2002. Award-winning filmmaker and author Jennifer Jordan picked her way among the ice-coated rocks, crevasses, and ice towers of the Godwin-Austin Glacier at the base of K2. It was Jordan's second time living at the base of the mountain as she researched her first book, Savage Summit. Because of its constant downward flow and shift, glaciers are notorious for revealing secrets from previous attempts on their mountain, including pieces of gear, bones, and desiccated skeletons. But on this summer day, the glacier not only revealed a skeleton to Jordan, but a weather-beaten canvas and leather mitten. On the cuff, printed in faded block letters, was the name Wolfe. Jennifer had found Dudley Wolfe, whose name was legendary in the history of Himalayan climbing, not because he was the first man to summit K2, but because he was the mountain's first fatality. The story went that after 2 months living on the mountain, Wolfe, exhausted, dehydrated, malnourished, and suffering from altitude sickness, was abandoned by his teammates at 25,000 feet. His body was never recovered until now. After discovering his remains, Jordan was determined to reveal the real man behind the tragedy and to answer one of the most legendary mysteries in climbing history. What really happened to Dudley Wolfe on K2? The answer, Jordan's second book, The Last Man on the Mountain, is as gripping and heartbreaking as it is intriguing and revealing. With her combination of exhaustive research to uncover the truth and her cinematic writing, this is a book you will not be able to put down, nor forget once you finish. Jennifer Jordan will be the featured speaker at the Friends of the Park City Library's annual luncheon on October 10th at Deer Valley. I can tell you from having heard Jennifer speak before, she's a riveting and utterly enthralling speaker. This is an event you do not want to miss. The Last Man on the Mountain is available at the Park City Library, and tickets for the luncheon are also available there, too. This is Bobby Pyron from the Park City Library Board wishing you adventurous reading.